Okay, I would like to call this meeting of the City Council of University City to order at 6:30. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Jennings.
Present.
Councilmember Carr.
Present.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Welsh.
Here. And Mr. Glickert is sick this evening and could not attend, and Mr. Crow is traveling and is out of reach of reliable Wi-Fi. So they are both excused for tonight. We now move on to the approval of the agenda. Does any member of council have any changes to the agenda? Mr. Smotherson.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I was just found out just before this meeting that we need to remove Felicia Hickman as a commission on the Arts and Letters Commission. So she cannot she can no longer fulfill that term, and would ask that she not be reappointed.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other changes? All those in favor of approving the agenda as amended, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We have no proclamations tonight. We now move on to the approval of the minutes of November 13th, 2017. Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Jennings moves. Is there a second? Mr. McMahon, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to appointments to boards and commissions. I would like to appoint Kristen Sabatka to the Urban Forestry Commission to fill in Theo Smith's place. Theo has moved out of town. Is there a second? Mr. Smotherson moves. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Mr. Smotherson, you have a number of reappointments.
Yes, I do. Reappointing Kay Watts, Richard Massey, and Winifred Sullivan. And I'm reappointing them to the Arts and Letters Commission, excluding Felicia Hickman.
Thank you much. Is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We have no swearing in to boards and commissions tonight. We now move to citizen participation, a total of 15 minutes at this point. I ask that if you are speaking, please turn the mic on when you come and off when you please. Please identify yourself and give your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. We have only one request to speak at this time on a non-agenda item. That's State Representative Joe Adams.
Hi, I'm Joe Adams, State Representative. I live at, 924 Wild Cherry Lane here in University City. I just wanted to come by. One of the things I'm doing this time period before session starts in Jeff City in January is I'm trying to visit all my cities and all my potential new cities in St. Louis County. And just come around to show that I'm here, I'm available. We're going to be starting up our new session on January 3rd. And I do have one problem. You got to reverse your flags.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, the U.S. flag goes on the left side from the audience. I'm sorry. It's probably happened under my term, too, and I just didn't pay any attention to it. But
thank
anyway.
You for pointing it out.
Other than that, hey, if you have any questions about anything, I'm getting ready to pre-file three bills. One is health care for all. It's a bill I've carried before. I've reworked it, and that's coming up. I've got a human trafficking bill that I'm pushing forward, and so we'll hopefully see it make across the finish line this time. So other than that, that's about all I've got. I got a third bill. I'm still not quite sure if I like it. Here's what it does. Mr. McMahon, the lawyer, can tell me if I'm out of sync, but if a police officer is involved in a shooting where the victim dies, and if the police officer is brought up on charges, that that police officer could not ask for a bench trial. Or if he does ask for a bench trial, he will get one, but it will be with a 3-judge panel. Other than that, that's about it.
Thank you very much.
That's going to make me a lot of friends, I know. That's why I tried not to announce it too early. But, yeah, it's just because of other things. And the idea is to make sure they don't happen, make sure they're jury trials. That's the real intent of the bill. Other than that, y'all take care. Y'all have fun.
Thank you very much.
Y'all have a great holiday if I don't see you before the end of the year. But take care of yourself. Be kind to someone. You'll fake them out.
Move on to public hearings. I would like to open a public hearing on zoning code text amendment division 10 relating to telecommunications facilities. I would like to open the public hearing at 6:36. Ms. Reese, do we have any requests to speak at the public hearing?
No, none at this time.
Thank you very much. With that, I will close the hearing at 6:36. Thank you very much. We now move on to a consent agenda. We have nothing on the consent agenda. We have nothing on the city manager's report for this evening. We move on to unfinished business. May we have the second reading of Bill number 9340.
An ordinance for the purpose of establishing minimum requirements and standards for the use of explosives and explosives materials to protect health, safety, and welfare within the city of University City, Missouri, providing for the issuance of permits, making of inspections, collection of permits and inspection fees, and providing penalties for the violation thereof through the adoption of the Explosives Code of the County of St. Louis, Missouri, as the Explosives Code of the City of University City, Missouri.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance for the purpose of establishing minimum requirements and standards for the use of explosives and explosives materials to protect health, safety, and welfare within the city of University City, Missouri, providing for the issuance of permits, making of inspections, collections of permit and inspection fees, and providing penalties for the violation thereof through the adoption of the Explosives Code of the County of St. Louis, Missouri, as the Explosives Code for the City of University City, Missouri.
What's the pleasure of the council? Mr. Smotherson moves. Mr. Jennings seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Reese, would you please poll the council?
Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Jennings?
Aye.
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill number 9341. May we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance providing a final plat for major subdivisions of a tract of land to be known as Mongolian Townhouses, Delmar Heights Lot 17, 18, and 19 in Block 4 Boundary Adjustment Plat and part of a 15-foot wide alley in Block 4 of Delmar Heights.
I'll just one slight correction. It's Magnolia Townhomes. May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance approving a final plat for a major subdivision of a tract of land to be known as Magnolia Townhomes, Delmar Heights Lot 17, 18, and 19 in Block 4 Boundary Adjustment Plat and part of a 15-foot wide alley in Block 4 of Delmar Heights.
What's the pleasure of the council? Mr. Jennings moves. Is there a second? Mr. Smotherson, is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Reese, would you please poll the council?
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Jennings?
Aye.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill number 9342. May we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance for the purpose of establishing minimum regulations for controlling erosion and sediment from land disturbance activities at construction sites within the city of University City, Missouri, providing for the issuance of permits, making of inspections, collections of permit and inspection fees, and providing penalties for the violation thereof through the adoption of the Land Disturbance Code of the County of St. Louis, Missouri, as the Land Disturbance Code of the City of University City, Missouri, as it pertains to major land disturbance.
Thank you. May we have a third reading, please?
An ordinance for the purpose of establishing minimum regulations for controlling erosion and sediment from land disturbance activities in construction at construction sites within the city of University City, Missouri, providing for the issuance of permits, making of inspections, collection of permits and inspection fees, and providing penalties for the violation thereof through the adoption of the Land Disturbance Code of the County of St. Louis, Missouri, as the Land Disturbance Code of the City of University City, Missouri, as it pertains to major land disturbance.
It's the pleasure of the council. Ms. Carr moves. Is there a second? Mr. McMahon, is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Reese, would you please poll the council?
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Jennings? Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill number 9343. May we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulation as provided herein.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulations as provided herein.
What's the pleasure of the council? Mr. Smotherson moves. Mr. Jennings seconds. We do have a number of requests to speak on this item. First is Mr. Kenny Mosby.
Good evening.
Could you give us your name and address first?
Thank you. I apologize for the inconvenience. Name is Kenny Mosby. Address is 1086 Colby Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63130. I'm just basically up here with pretty much most of my neighbors to request to have our street closed due to speeding. 95% of the homeowners on our block are actually homeowners. We have vandalism, speeding, and a lot of other things that just we feel that could be eliminated if our street was closed. And we've already went to the traffic committee. We've gotten all the signatures, all of the requested names that everyone has requested. And I guess that's pretty much for the most part why I'm here and while I'm speaking, why I'm speaking. Questions.
Thank you very
please.
Much.
No questions?
No questions. We don't take questions at this point.
Oh, sorry about that.
No problem.
All right.
Mr. John Clements.
Good evening. My name is John Clements. I live at 1099 Colby, University City. And, I'm here to speak on the same issue. Several years ago, we bought this house. We bought this house because, the neighborhood was rated in the time at RFT as one of the most diverse neighborhoods in the St. Louis area. We were excited about moving into this area. And we've seen our house drop in price by half. We paid $160,000 for it. Now it's worth less than $80,000. I'm right on the corner. And that's not the fault of any of the good people here. Our Rothgrove neighborhood, like Kenny said, is mostly homeowners who've been keeping up their houses and doing well. It's the fault of the folks that are north of us. I've had a car totaled because somebody was speeding through the intersection right at my corner. They hit it so hard that the tires were knocked off. This was about 5 or 6 years ago. I've had things stolen out of the front yard while I was working in the backyard. We've had vandalism at the house, and I'm sure that putting a stop is not going to solve all those problems, but I think it would help at least increase our values of our homes and protect us that are just flying through that neighborhood and not paying attention to that stop sign. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Michelle Best.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bess. I live at 1089 Colby. I'm in support of Bill 9343 for some of the same reasons that my neighbors have also stated. I've also been hit a couple times backing out of my driveway. on Colby. I've had trash in my lawn. My car's been broken into. Again, I don't think putting the stop sign there is going to stop every bit of this, but it will slow down the speeders who are speeding through our neighborhood, risking our children, pets, and so forth that are walking on the street. So, again, I'm in support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Alex Harris.
Hello, my name is Alexander Harris. I live at 1066 Colby Avenue. Just to reiterate some of the other comments that have been made, I moved in about 2 years ago. Love the neighborhood, it's great. But the speeding has, I've been almost hit a couple times pulling out of my driveway as well. I regularly have to clean up trash out of my lawn because people throw it out the window as they speed by. So closing down the street would really, I think, would help keep that down a bit. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have no more requests to speak. Any members of council have any comments? Mr. Smotherson?
I just wanted to reiterate and add to what they've already said, and I took the time and listened and actually spent time out on Colby and Purcell and drove around the area, and just to let this council know, and I've said this before to others, that it's actually, the way I see it, is a valid request. And the reason it's a valid request, and for those that aren't aware or haven't seen that area, north of Edsel from Purcell going north, there is not one house for 4 or 5 blocks that are on that street. The houses that start on the front door of Purcell start on the south side of Edsel, and that's where the neighborhood is actually isolated and should be. If you look at that intersection, they've attempted to they've got a sign there. That sign says no through traffic from this time to this time, and yet people completely ignore that, and they continue to use that as a cut through. And I think, again, I definitely understand the recommendations by the Public Works, the police, and the fire chief. They're not in agreement, but again, putting that into perspective and understanding what the neighbors want, and as you can see, you've got pretty much most of the people that live on that street here tonight, and they've gotten all of the signatures and completed all the requirements. So again, I think it is absolutely a valid request.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Jennings.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yeah, I too have spent some time over there and have looked at many of the streets in my ward that empty out to Olive, and I see it in the mornings that people speed through. So I'm in agreement with we need to reduce the amount of traffic, the speeding traffic, and the endangerment of people coming out of their driveways in that area. I know that the police chief, I've had this conversation with him before, as well as the fire chief, when I've talked about speed bumps. But in my ward, I see people trying to get to Olive in the morning, coming from Page, out of other communities, even people who live in the area, they race to Olive. So this is probably the first step in many that we need to take to reduce that traffic and make it safer in these neighborhoods.
Thank you, sir. If there are no more comments, Ms. Reese, would you please poll the council?
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Jennings?
Aye.
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill number 9344. May we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance to amend chapters 100 and 400 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to self-preemption and regulation of small wireless communication facilities.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance to amend chapters 100 and 400 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, related to self-preemption and regulation of small wireless communication facilities.
What's the pleasure of the council? Ms. Carr moves. Is there a second? Mr. McMahon, is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Reese, would you please poll the council?
Councilmember Jennings? Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to new business. We have no resolutions tonight. We now move on to Bill number 9345. Who would like to introduce? Ms. Carr, Ms. Reese, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending chapters 100 and 505 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, related to regulations for right-of-way management and enforcement regulations.
Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill number 9346. Who would like to introduce? Mr. McMahon, may we have the first reading, please, Ms. Reese?
An ordinance to authorize the city manager to execute a contract between the City of University City and the Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission providing for the Eckert Walkway improvements.
Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill number 9347. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Jennings. Ms. Reese, may we have the first reading, please?
An ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid for the position of city manager.
Thank you very much. We now move on to council reports and business. New appointments needed. Mr. McMahon has an appointment to Green Practices. Mr. Crow has an appointment to Plan. Ms. Carr has an appointment to Green Practices, as does Mr. Glickert. He also has appointments to the Senior Commission and the Plan Commission. Mr. Jennings has appointments to Arts and Letters and the Park Commission, and Mr. Smotherson has appointments to the Traffic Commission and the Senior Commission. Does any member of council have a report from a commission to which he or she liaises? Okay, and we did get some task force minutes in board and commission minutes in our packet. Thank you very much, Mr. Adams. We have no other discussion on the agenda. We have no request for any more citizen comments. We now move to council comments. Any member of council have anything to comment about? Mr. Smotherson.
I just had one quick question that I submitted to the city manager and wondered if there was an answer to that question. And the question that I submitted was, what was the status of the Midland Olive lot that we were supposed to have issued an RFP on? And I just wanted to know what the status was, if there's an answer to that.
First of all, you sent that question today.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah. Absolutely. But however,
my apologies.
We can talk about it later. But however, yes, the RFQ is due in January, and there are a couple other things that have to be looked at as far as some of the questions that you requested answers on. So
okay.
We could get you those answers as soon as possible.
Actually, I sent it at 2 o'clock Sunday night, 2 a.m. Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll wait to hear that. Thank you.
Ms. Carr?
Thank you. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I wanted to talk to my colleagues very briefly. We were looking into the selection of a city clerk. And when I encouraged Mr. Glickert to begin the process, I assumed that he would then bring it back to the council for us to take a vote. And it didn't exactly happen that way. I sent you all a message. I decided not, since two members of council were out this evening, not to try to add it to the agenda, but it will be on the agenda next time, so we will look at what Mr. Glickert has put together and discuss it and take a vote and move on from there as a council.
Have you talked to Mr. Glickert, Ms. Carr? I asked him today and he hadn't heard from you.
I sent two emails to him, so I don't know why, and I was waiting for him to respond.
Well, he is sick now, but could you reach out to him again to discuss it? Because I talked to him after he'd met with Mr. Adams and Ms. Carroll, Ms. Cannon, and he felt that he had the authority from earlier this year, and he had shared what he had written. But I just think it would be nice if you could.
We did not take a vote or make a consensus.
I just wish you, if you could, reach out to him.
Well, I actually did, and I'd be happy to do it again, Mayor Welsh, but I actually did twice. I sent two emails.
You might give him a call and maybe wait until Wednesday. He sounded pretty lousy today. Any other discussion? Okay, hearing none, we are adjourning this meeting at 6:54. Thank you all for coming.